The Book of Luke, Chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the region around the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance to remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of Yahweh, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be brought low, and the crooked will become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. He said therefore to the multitudes that went out to be baptized of him, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and don't begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And even now the axe also lies at the root of the trees. Every tree therefore that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down, and cast into the fire. And the multitudes asked him, saying, what then must we do? And he answered and said to them, he who has two coats, let him impart to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise. And there came also publicans to be baptized, and they said to him, teacher, what must we do? And he said to them, collect no more than that which is appointed you. And soldiers also asked him, saying, and we, what must we do? And he said to them, extort from no man by violence, neither accuse anyone wrongfully, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he might be the Christ, John answered, saying to them all, I indeed baptize you in water, but there comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to unloose. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. With many other exhortations, therefore, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias his brother's wife, and for all the evil things which Herod had done, added this also to them all, that he shut up John in prison. Now it came to pass, when all the people were baptized, that, Jesus also having been baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove on him, and a voice came out of heaven, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. And Jesus was about 30 years of age. He was known as the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Moth, the son of Mattathias, the son of Semin, the son of Josech, the son of Joda, the son of Jonan, the son of Ressa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kasam, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Jesus, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judas, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Melia, the son of Menna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Sala, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God,